Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because in you we live and move and have our being. We ask that you breathe upon your word tonight. Let not one person leave you the same. Thank you, Master. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Tonight we are connected, and I, like everyone, we are connected around the world. Get set because we are about to pray. Luke chapter 4, verse 32. He said, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. His word was with power. Release of power. The release of power. Understanding what it takes to release or unleash the power of God from within us. What does it take to release? What does it take to unleash the power of God to handle the diverse situations around our lives? The Bible makes it clear that it is God's will for his people to be full of his power. It's God's plan. Micah chapter 3 and in verse 8, Micah said, but I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. I am full of power. Acts chapter 6 verse 8. Speaking concerning Stephen. He was full of faith and also full of power. And he did great wonders and miracles among the people. Full of power. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, whatever you will do to get the fullness of power, do. But having been full of power, how do we release the power? He identified 5 ways. That is, I have the power of God and I want situations to change. I want things to happen around me. How do I release the power of God? Number one, through the word. Through the word. The word of God spoken from the lips of the child of God is a channel of power. A channel of power release. We just saw it. Luke chapter 4 verse 32 and also verse 36. He said, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in verse 36, and they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4. The Bible said, where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Do you want to release power into your situation, speak his word. Speak to it. In Ezekiel chapter 37 and in verse 7, when the situation in the valley of the dry bones must change, Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a shaking. So there must be a speaking if there must be a shaking. I prophesied as I was commanded. By Sunday service, we look at accessing the power. But once you have gotten that power inside you, you get it out by your speech, your speaking. Authoritative speech, bold declarations of his word. Elijah was not praying when he said, before God, whom I stand, there shall be no rain nor dew except by my word. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, it was not a prayer, it was a decree. And the power went into operation and held the heaven. That is why we must speak. That is why we must speak into the situation of our nation. That is why we must speak into the situation of our generation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. If God just watched the situation would have remained the way he met it. But God spoke into it. God decreed into it. And something changed. Something will change in your life tonight. And something will change in our land. Through the word. Number two is through the altar of prayer. How do we release power? Power is releasable through the altar of prayer. In James chapter 5 and in verse 17, we look at the example of Elijah. The Bible said Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. He was praying and was releasing power at will. The power to open the heavens and to close the heavens was flowing at will from the altar of prayer. In 1 Kings, we saw how he called down fire. In verse 18, chapter 18, verse 36 to verse 38, 1 Kings 18, 36 to 38. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done these things according to thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me. That these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. Elijah prayed, and the power of God went into operation and brought forth results. Power is releasable at the altar of prayer. Second example here was the example of Jacob. In Genesis, you know how Jacob released the power at the place of prayer that changed him from Jacob to Israel. In first Genesis 32 and in verse 28, thou shalt no more be called Jacob. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Something is about to change in somebody's life today at this altar of prayer. If you are the one, say a louder amen. And we also saw the example of Jabez. Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and verse 10. Jabez was called miserable. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, that thou would keep me from evil, that he may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Power was collected, and that power changed the life of Jabez. Power is coming tonight at the altar of prayer. Can somebody say loud amen? Number three is true faith action. True faith action. Faith is a trigger for the release of power. Faith is a switch of power. When man begins to walk in faith, God begins to release his power. When we begin to walk in faith, God begins to release his power. The action of faith. Example, the action of faith that released power for the woman with the issue of blood. In Mark chapter 5 verse 28, Mark chapter 5 verse 28 to verse 29, the woman said in her heart, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole," she said. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. Power rushed through, and she felt in her body that he was healed of that plague. She acted. She said it, acted it, without necessarily praying now. This is why where faith is a bit different. She put forth the right action and drew the power. Example number two, the 10 lepers. In Luke chapter 17 and in verse 14. Luke 17 and in verse 14. Jesus, 10 lepers met Jesus. And Jesus saw them. He said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went in the process of moving to the priest, they were cleansed. There was no prayer yet. Just go and show yourself to the priest. While the action of obedience was happening, there was the release of power that cleansed it. That was why I said action is the switch of power. Somebody say it loud, amen. Third example was a man at a beautiful gate. In Acts chapter 3 verse 7, when Peter and John went into the beautiful gate, all right, let's start from verse 3. From verse 2. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave it, expecting them, heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." That was not enough. He went and took him by the right hand. That was the action of faith. And lifted him up. That was still faith action. And immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. When he says, "Silver and gold I have none," nothing happened. When he said, "In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk," nothing still happened. But when he stretched his hand into the man's hand and jerked him up, that action of faith, and the man cooperated with that action, released the power. So many times we have spoken and we have decreed and we have prayed, and yet the power is not yet released until God expects a certain action. You just move to confirm that you believe what you are trusting God for. You just moved. You moved into action. You took a certain step. You made a certain move. And while that happens, power is switched on. Somebody is receiving power tonight. Say amen. Number four is true praise action. The power of God is released through the action of praise. It's releasable. The wall of Jericho is our first example. Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. So the people shouted, when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. That shout of praise released a power that collapsed the wall. So your praise is a power channel. Second example, you see it in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 23. When the children of God under Jehoshaphat were confronted with Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and they began to worship and to praise God, and the power of God fell, and the enemy forces were defeated and beaten down because the people praised and the power was released. Third example is Paul and Silas in the prison. Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 and in verse 25. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. As they prayed, there was a release of power. I see a power release tonight. Can somebody who is there say a louder amen? Anybody expecting such a release of power tonight, say a louder amen. Number five is through the action of sacrifice. The action of sacrifice is a platform of power. Sacrifice. Psalm 20 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. It said, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy burnt offerings, all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Look at verse 4. Grant you according to your own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. In the name of the Lord our God. Next verse. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banner. That's victory. The Lord fulfill your petitions. Sacrifice releases power. Now look at what happened in the battle between the Philistines in the days of Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, you look at verse 7 all the way to verse 10, something happened. When the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it as a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord, offering. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him while he was offering the burnt sacrifice. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered. Somebody say power. With great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. Next verse. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until you come to Bethkar. And then in verse 12, they set up and they took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto has the Lord helped us. There is a time where you draw down power or release power on the platform of sacrifice. I have experienced it in my life many, many times. Where you have spoken and where you have prayed and you have done this, and then you lay a sacrifice on the altar, trusting the Lord for a turnaround of situation. And I've seen the turnaround many times. Psalm 126 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Say, turn again our captivity as the streams of the in the south. They that sow in tears, that is sacrifice, they shall reap in joy. Power to turn things around is available at the altar of sacrifice. And then, of course, you remember the sacrificial vow of Hannah when she could not bring for the child. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, she made a vow, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the action, affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid. But will give unto your handmaid a man child. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Somebody say a loud amen. 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 And in verse 18, God heard after they returned from Shiloh. Verse 19 now. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew his wife, and the Lord remembered her. There was a sacrificial vow, but years of barrenness was broken when that vow, that sacrifice was made. Power was released. Beloved, what have we said so far tonight? First of all, the way to see power or to release power is through the word. Number two, it is through the altar of prayer. Number three, it is through faith action. Number four, it is through praise action. Number five, it is through the action of sacrifice. My counsel is twofold. One, do all you can to access the power of God. Bible says once God has spoken, twice have I heard, that power belongs to God. I believe that should be Psalm 62 verse 11 thereabout. Power belongs to God. If power belongs to God, how do I access the power? Do all you can to access his power. We'll focus on this by coming Sunday. And number two, do all you can to release his power. Hallelujah. Do all you can to release his power. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Will you wave your hands and give him the praise? Release his power. Luke chapter 4 verse 32. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Thank you, Master. Thank him for the word you received tonight. Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Honor to your name. Blind to see. That's one of our ancient songs. Oh Lord, we worship you. All power is in your hand. There is nothing
you make the blind to see.
Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. How many of us know that we need the power of God and the help of God in our nation in this season? One thing that must be clear is that our focus and objective is not individual persons. Our focus is a system that is trying to finish a nation. Am I communicating? It's not individuals, it's not individual persons. It's a system. What we are dealing with currently did not start now. Didn't start with this particular administration. Is that right? So we're not dealing with individuals or persons. The administration before this one, the 8 years, was more like a terrorist rule. More like a terrorist in power. Those were those, some of those who agreed that they imported terrorists, opened the borders to everybody. So we are dealing with an age-long system. Why do we speak? You see what Job said in Job 13 verse 19. Who is he that will plead with me? Who will stand for me in my case, in my matter? If I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. Silence in the face of vicious confrontation is signature for annihilation. You are signing to be finished. Say that again. Silence in the face of vicious confrontation, where your destiny, your life, your land, everything is viciously confronted, and silence is the only thing you release, it's a signature. You have signed to be finished, to be wiped out. Nobody is speaking in the graveyard. They have all been buried. Why is it necessary to speak? Because we just said that the power of God is releasable through His through the words we speak. When God saw darkness, He didn't keep quiet. Light be. When the people of God were threatened with elimination and Esther wanted to keep quiet, Mordecai said, if you hold your peace all together, you and your family may perish. But God will send help from another quarter. I'm going to pray. Agreeing to be quiet is agreeing to be heartless, to be wicked, to be insensitive, to be inconsiderate. How do you remain normal? My heart has been heavy for the last couple of days. How do you remain normal when you heard that children went to school, their only offense was to go to school, and 20 something of them was abducted, 24, carried? How will the mother of the child sleep overnight? How will the father sleep overnight? How will the parents sleep overnight? What will be going on in the imagination of the people in terms of what they are doing to the children? How do you keep and remain normal like nothing is happening? When a one-star general, a brigadier general, sits on the floor in front of killers and is eventually killed without qualms, and the picture is everywhere, how does his wife watch that video? How does his mother see it? How does do the friends see it? What of the children? What is his offense to go out to defend his nation? The man was an Army Public Relations Department officer before. That may not push him into the war front, as it were. But he was passionate enough for a fight to decide to change into a regular combatant officer and enter the corps of the infantry by his own choice. That is the one that faces the enemy head on with gun. Rose through all the ranks. Young officer's course. Staff, command and staff college, junior division, senior division, defense college. It's a one-star general. He has fought battles as captain, as lieutenant, as major. He could decide to sit and let somebody else, a lieutenant colonel or somebody, lead the troop. He went into the battle himself. How do we sit and he said to us, son of man, I am looking for a man that will stand in the gap for the nation, that the nation be not destroyed. Ezekiel 22:30. We must stand in the gap. If a general is wasteable, what of a colonel? What of a captain? What of a second lieutenant? And then civilians. Before I could recover from that one, I see a text message on my phone. Now, they don't know why we walk and talk and do the things we do. Most of the people in high places are out of touch with reality. Completely out of touch. But when somebody is kidnapped in any village, their brother is in one church or the other. They will call their pastor. They will call their priest. We are permanently on 20. I'm a medical doctor by training. There's something you call duty. You are not on call every day as a doctor. You do your call duty today, and then maybe in 1 week's time, another call duty. What we are doing now is 24-hour call duty. My elder sister, my nephew, from another of my elder sister, alongside with others, were kidnapped in CAC church this evening. Some killed and others injured. Daddy, please, I believe in God for their release on heart. Dockers from Omotinu Ibon family and the Eruku community in Ekiti local government of Kwara State at large. He sent a message again today. It's been almost 24 hours now, sir. We have not heard anything from them yet. My family needs prayers. Eruku in Kwara needs prayers. My elder sister and my nephew and are kidnapped alongside more than 40 people in my place yesterday. We need God's intervention. I carried my phone and I said, hello, I just received your text message. Can I speak with you? Where are you? Let me speak. Where are you? Where are you? Is he in Abuja? Really? All right. I want to pray with you. He said, no, I'm in church. Which church? Dunamis here? Yes. See, I'm a member. I'm in the choir. Is she here in the service? Come. You know, when you read it on the newspaper, you don't know that it is real. Until you see somebody that is there. somebody involved, somebody in the picture, somebody whose real brother, real father, real sister is part of the challenge. You know her, she and her husband celebrated, she celebrated her 50th birthday the other day. Akitetona, that's the husband. Come. I didn't know she was the one. For those heartless people, wicked human beings, who say that there is no killing in Nigeria or no genocide or anything, for those wicked, heartless, bloodthirsty agents of the devil, the place they went to rob was not a supermarket. The place they went to attack was not a shopping mall. It was not a bank. If it was just criminality, the place they went was a local church. In a local village with a local pastor. If you listen to that thing, children were crying. Yet it does not have any religious coloration. That devil is a liar. We will see the end of these devils in this nation. They will not see our end. This is why we boil. Any normal person can walk freely. But you can't be in touch with informations like this and be touched with the sufferings and the plight of the people and go normal like nothing happens. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? People are interested in position, interested in power, interested in fame. Zero interest for human life. Zero interest for human welfare. Zero interest for human interest. Zero, zero, zero. What happened? Just calm down yourself and let us know. You see, it's normally in the newspaper, isn't it? It's normally somewhere else. It happened to somebody. It is to somebody. This somebody is here in our midst. It's right here in this choir here. What happened in your village?
People went to church yesterday. CAC church. Very close to my father's house.
Close to your own father's house?
Yes, ma'am.
You yourself must have been to that church before. CAC church, close to your father's house, in a Ruku village, a Kiti local government of Para State, yesterday.
And they started, surrounded the building, the church, and started shooting with all their AK-47.
Is it money they are looking for in a village church? Is it ransom they want to collect in a village? Is what is happening not clear? Go ahead.
And they started shooting. They killed 3 people. One injured, and they made away with 47 people, including my nephew and my elder sister.
Your own elder sister?
Yes, and a nephew from another sister. That's my elder sister.
Your own elder sister, the same parents?
Yes, and another elder sister, the son that just finished university.
Another of your own elder sisters?
Yes, sir.
So another nephew?
That just finished university?
Yes, sir. And since then, we've been praying for
you. You haven't heard from them. Stand up on your feet, people. Let us be wearing our body up and down and be deceiving ourselves and be lying to the world. There is a God of judgment in heaven. How do you come for service when your senior sister is in the hands of killers? Your nephew who just finished university is in the hands of terrorists. And there are demonic, demented, wicked, blood-sucking devils and their agents in this country. I say nothing is happening. Saying everything is okay. I think the terrorists are trying to prove to them. The more they lie, the more the terrorists say you are lying. You say the land is calm, let's prove to you that it's not calm. Isn't it? Since they started lying, the terrorists increased their aggression. Since you say nothing is happening, we'll show you that it is happening. Let's pray for that community first. Let's pray that Jehovah God, let's use her as a point of contact to that community and every other community in this nation that is under the attack of the devil like this. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask for your help in the communities of our nation. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your intervention. We ask for your intervention in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your intervention. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus, we pray for you. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. Read it together with me. One, two, go.
It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Mercy will prevent our consumption.
Amen.
Father, let your mercy answer in our nation.
Amen.
Answer in the Ruku community.
Amen.
Of Ekiti State right now.
Amen.
And give us victory. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask for your mercy on our nation today to prevent the total consumption and destruction of our nation by agents of wickedness. I'd like us to push this prayer for the next 5 minutes. I want you to pray your heart out. If you have ever prayed before, pray your heart out. Again, say, Father, we ask for your mercy on our nation today to prevent the total consumption and destruction of our nation by agents of wickedness. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Mercy, mercy. You are the point of contact for mercy. Mercy. Pray. 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 Father, we ask for your mercy on our nation today to prevent the total consumption and destruction of our nation by agents of wickedness. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Masheteliada, Ikaparakase, Pray for mercy on our nation. Father, we need your mercy to prevent the total consumption and destruction of our nation by agents of wickedness. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for your mercy on our nation today to prevent the total consumption and destruction. Are you praying at all? Prevent the total destruction, consumption and destruction of our nation. Italana Taserodiza, Epara Tasede Mirona Hanara, Epara Naglaida Horatosa, Macatera Tasaka Sanina Hariza, Italy Tasota Penaga Hadidi, Repapa Tasso Namalaga Sahirani, Repapa Tasina Gamera Hazani, Hira Tasa Tepedo Hadisa Hadidi, Repapa Tasero Bayanada. Hope we are out of prayer. 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 We ask for your mercy on our nation today to prevent the total consumption and destruction by agents of wickedness, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Ela tara tazi. Epara tasero doyo. Rata sata la erada ha. Eka jeri lada. Ila yata seke feto sanina da. Eka jese tope na glahani. Lera taseri. Parona galaris. Ora partes. Kene melodora. Ika rete. Si barona tose. Ila ratese. Kido morodosa. Ori tase. Fitasa. Pray. 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 Ita la ratazi. Ala yada da da uro. Era cassare da maradotare, era da maradotare da dodo, era cassete fede da zaire, ele para cassata ya da hari, ro pa cassala la hari. We ask for your mercy on our nation today to prevent the total consumption and destruction of our nation by agents of wickedness, Lord. In the name of Jesus, le perete se to dodo, ro pa cassedi, ila parado, sore da gari, ele para, che se fido coronara, ila da da mata sere, Tessidi, lepere tassora, tesse carala, ipara tassere, cora magadaya, la ratasse che fece sotto la gahadini, reta sege pere la gahadini, repa pateca sotto la gahadini, repa tassa calamara bravo del hordo, rapa tassi che fece sotto la gahadini, pala yada barabara che devo hodari, rata sege fece sotto la gahadini, repa tassa cola da mahadina, rapa tassa che fece sotto la gahadini, reca tessa lina salosa, esse tira, ila para tassi, cora da precious name. Matthew 15:13. Read one to go.
But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted.
Jeremiah 1:10. See,
I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant.
Father, pull up.
Amen.
Uproot.
Amen.
Every entity in this nation Both the terrorists, their sponsors, and anybody in any level of authority that need to be uprooted, root them up. Everyone that is a burden to this nation, a liability, a cargo, a weight, a limitation, a destroying factor, Father, uproot them.
Yes.
If God can kill 186,000 Assyrians in one night, even if the terrorists and their agents, both in power and out of power, if they are 1 million, God can finish them. Amen. I am one of those who bear witness that our military in this nation, they can do wonders in the right environment. One of the best in the world. But how do you function as a military when there are so-called repented terrorists in your midst? Before you can reach your next operation point, they have informed their colleagues in the terror camp that you are on your way coming. Precious lives wasted. Father, uproot anybody. Uproot them by any means. Uproot them, uproot them. Lift your voice now. Say, Father.
Father.
Father,
Father,
we ask. Now please, I want you to pray it with passion. Say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that you uproot
every planting of terrorism,
of
jihad,
of
banditry,
of
bloodshed,
of
wasting,
of
violence,
of
destruction from our nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Uproot
everything
and everybody that needs to be uprooted in this nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. Uproot them by your power. Father, we ask that you approve every planting of terrorism, every planting of jihad, every planting of banditry, bloodshed, wasting, violence, destruction from our nation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, approve everything and everybody that needs to be approved, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you uproot every planting of terrorism, every planting of jihad, every planting of banditry, every planting of bloodshed, every planting of wasting, violence and destruction from our nation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, uproot everything and everybody that needs to be uprooted, Lord. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and open your mouth and pray. Mashallah. Approve them. Approve them. Approve them. Approve them. y toda la recarga y la marada roque dice prima gadiza ora pagas le rimidas con la malaga y la rachase requechese y la maradosa roque sira le ripapares o caminase o caminase o caminase o caminase o caminase Esirachani, Lua para 12, Muda na Tesi, Rochessura na Gaira, Ola para o Negoreso, Lora Tesseridade, Rui Pepediza, Ongeli Carunamola, Ola Retesseri, Ola Retesseri, Ola Retesseri, Ola Retesseri, Malarada Rosa, Ori Papa Tazenigra na Horado, Rochessete Fedes Alohane, Rui Papa Tazona na Gaira Hara, Ora Papa Tezo, Telina Gaiari, Rui Taritesse, Fecha Sinana, Opiamara, pray. We are that you are fruit. Every planting of terrorism, every planting of jihad, every planting of banditry, of bloodshed, every planting of waste, of violence, destruction from our nation. In the name of Jesus, uproot everything and everybody that needs to be uprooted, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that territory,
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
This is a final prayer, and it's another 5 minutes. I'd like you to pray it with your heart. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Everybody read, one to go.
Now the Lord of peace himself
give you peace always.
The Lord be with you all.
Anything you will do to give this nation rest, do it. Celestial involvement, national involvement, international party, anything you will do. He said, give you peace, not by some means. By any means, anybody will say this, I don't care what God will do. Anything that needs to happen for this nation to be free, let it happen. There is no need for any argument. There is no need for any argument of who will come or who will. There is no need for any argument. Anything that will happen that will stop the killings in this nation. And there are many people who are asleep. They don't even know what is happening. It's not only in the Northeast, though. Spread across the whole of the nation are terror people ready for anything at the slightest whistle. There are some who are awake. I know it's a matter of the North. It's a matter of the North of Middle Belt. It's a play. It's a complete joke. That is why we are asking, anything you will do, Jehovah, do it, and he will do it. We are not praying in vain. Since the operation RRR started, we have seen very drastic answers so far, and we are going to see more drastic answers in this season. Anything that will happen, anything, mobilize the heavens, mobilize the earth, mobilize the nations. Whatever you will do, Lord, to save Nigeria, do it. Is anybody in agreement with that? Do you have any problem with the process? If the product is correct,
yes, sir.
And if the process is sane, if the process is clean and tidy, and the product is correct, is there any challenge? Anything will do. Peace by all means and through every way. Lift your voice, pray. Say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that you give us,
as a nation,
peace
by all means, in all ways,
in this season.
Father,
anything
you will do to give Nigeria rest
from this season
of bloodshed and disastrous
existence,
do it.
Mobilize
the heavens.
Mobilize
the earth.
Mobilize
the nation.
Mobilize
the nation.
Whatever
you will do,
do it,
Lord. And give us rest
in
the name of Jesus. Go ahead, lift your voice and pray. Anything you will do, we want it. We are happy with it. We are ready for it. Enemies, all men. Pray. Anything you will do. Anything you will do, Lord, do it. Anything you will do, Lord, do it. Masharina Soro Tosahi. Lereka Sadi Gamma Gloria to Say the Sadi. Rakata set of Sana Gagla to the Sosa Haladazi. Rakata set of Sina Gloria to the Sosa Haladazi. Rakata set of Sina Gloria to the Sosa Haladazi. Rakata Sanima Gadi to the Sosa Sali Gavar Hazadur. Tarotaza Rina Gladiator to the Sosa Sina Gladiator to the Sosa. Rata said that the Sosa Haladazi. 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 Rata said that the Sosa Pray. Give us death. Give us rest. By all means. In all ways. By all means. In all ways. By all means. In all ways. By all means. Give us rest as a nation. Give us peace. By all means. In all ways. Whatever you will do, mobilize our nation. Mobilize the nation. Mobilize the heavens. Whatever you will do to give us peace as a nation. Father, do it. Lite para casataya hurakasa. Repatasete peto sanagahari. Lera casaka peto sanigalaharakasa. Raka papatasa de la rata de la horato. Raketa sete peta de la horatalia. Yakida de la rota de la rata de la Lera papatasa de la rata de salida. Yetara casa de peto de salida. Yaga baro de salida de la rata. Rapatasa de peto salida. Pray. Lera tesi, ropa de nasa. Rakaseri, tasa de la rata.
in the Maratase, Tokrina Gogorazada, Rata Satevel, and all about Hari, La Pata Satovra, Hagan Saludo, La Pata Satapira, Lapata Salamara, Lapata Satapara, Lapata Satapara, Lapata Satapara, Jalata Pata, Kela Dabata, Miracle Sede, Miracle Sede, Rekato Sede, Miracle Sede, Rata Sede, Miracle Sede, Yorato Sede, Miracle Sede, Yarata Sede, Miracle Sede, Rata Sede, Miracle Sede, Rekata Sede, Miracle Sede, Shakara Teddy, the little Haduka, Yorate, the Zenit, the little Zaydaro, Rapatez, and the Venus, and the little Rapatas, and the little Sakhalo, Rebado Sakhina, the Rasenal, the Hotose, Rebaba, the Salis, and the Rapatos, and the Salida, Rapatos, and the Rapatos, and the Salida, Rapatos, and the 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 Rapatos, and the
Rapatos, and the
of Jesus. Lift your hands, I'm giving the praise.